up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be listening to the Junkies. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 13th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Very spooky date, Friday the 13th. Love it. Spooky season's right around the corner, Valdez. We're like a month and a half away from Halloween. It's a good time.
Jason Bishop is also here.
There are some houses in my neighborhood that have already got their Halloween gear up.
I guess it's close to time.
I mean,
it's stuff up.
I think you got to wait until October
1. They had like Halloween decorations up in Costco and candy in the grocery stores.
Well,
like,
that's different. They're trying to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that people are decorating their houses on September 12th.
I think October 1 is probably the
October
good,
1.
That's probably the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I think
time
you
got
to wait till October to start putting all your skeletons out.
I tend to agree with you.
We have a bunch of skeletons. My kid loves Halloween. I've already been to the Spirit Halloween store at least once.
I love Halloween. I just don't think you should decorate your house when it's 86 degrees out.
Yeah, I'm not planning on doing that.
I mean, come on.
But I'm sure I'll have to by October 1st.
Yeah,
the question is, will I have to go up on the roof to put a couple things up?
Avoid the roof at all costs. Keep those skeletons. Unless you want to turn into a skeleton, keep the skeletons down on the main level.
So last night you had Thursday Night Football and Tua should probably avoid playing football the rest of his life.
I mean, another scary incident with him taking a headshot and his body just seizing up and going into that defensive, is it fencing posture?
Fencing. That's the third time that's happened.
I believe he's had four concussions in the last basically two calendar years. It's something he's going to have to sit down with his family and the people closest to him and figure out where he goes from here.
I mean, you're a competitor. You want to play.
Yeah.
I'm sure you want to play, and it doesn't have to do with the money.
Right.
He's played a sport his whole life. Mm-hmm. He probably wants to accomplish things. He led the league in passing yards last year, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
like
been successful.
600-ish, somewhere around
now,
there.
He was having a terrible game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of that was on his receivers, but he did throw a pick six where he was trying to throw it out of bounds, and he couldn't even muster the strength to throw it out of bounds.
It wasn't all on his receivers. Like the first pick.
That bounced off his receiver.
Bounced off somebody's like shoulder pad, mm-hmm. but like the pick six was just,
pick six was horrible.
I don't know what he was thinking at that point.
So there was the play. He was having a bad game, and the Bills stomped all over the Dolphins 31-10.
I mean, it was a bad game all the way around.
This is a guy who's owed, if he never plays again, $93 million.
Yeah.
So he would get $93 million, regardless of whether he plays or not.
Sure.
It's just the wise decision to step away.
His career path is it's a speedy path to early retirement.
Right.
He's going to be out multiple weeks, if not the rest of the season.
I don't see a scenario where he's back within. Look, of course, we're not head trauma experts, but
doesn't look good.
I'd be shocked to see him back within a month.
Yeah,
like taking another headshot like that.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he was back.
Like if he's back within a month,
I think he'll be out until earliest end of October.
What would you do if you're in his shoes?
I don't know. I don't know how he feels. I mean, it's serious.
I'd imagine a lot of doctors.
I mean, the brain damage isn't going away.
Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of doctors are telling him this is going to cause long-term permanent damage.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to look at how many more years you have left to live. I mean, how old is Tua? He's late 20s. Is he 27 or 28?
I'd say mid-20s, but
I don't know how old he is.
27, maybe?
Okay, say he's 27.
26.
Say he's got 50 to 55 years left to live.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. What do you want your quality of life to be? Do you want to be able to, be mobile, walk around, do stuff with your kids and your family, identify people that you love, like have a functional life? Or do you want to keep risking it by taking headshots out on an NFL field when you have a long history of suffering concussions?
He's got a lot to think about. And, it's sad. It really is.
It is sad.
It's sad. I mean, I would think that most, if not all, NFL players get concussions.
Right.
But he's had some really bad ones.
Correct.
I mean, look, back in the 70s and 80s, I mean, they guys will get a concussion. They throw them back out
right.
after coming out for a play.
But we've advanced.
We've advanced.
You know, as a society, medically, you know, there's been so much research.
Yep.
You know, CTE wasn't even a thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know what that was, obviously, up until about, 15, 20 years ago.
And Cakes, from a fantasy standpoint, your fantasy seasons are severely altered after 2 weeks. If you have Tua, if
sure.
you've got Tyreek Hill, if you've got Waddle,
mm-hmm.
I mean, severely altered because, you know, those numbers are going to go, Tua's numbers are obviously
sure.
zero. Tyreek Hill's numbers are going to go severely down. Waddle's numbers are going to go down. It was a big deal last night.
I'm so mad at myself for the season long picks. I was checking what I did for the season long picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I like most of my picks.
Yeah.
It's one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't overreact. But in the AFC East, I picked the Jets.
Okay.
Now they got smashed by the 49ers. Maybe they will turn it around. The Jets were kind of a trendy pick because people assumed, hey, they've got a really good defense last year.
Why are you overreacting?
Now Aaron Rodgers is back.
It's one game, and they played against the team that was in the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is less of a problem. But I didn't include the Bills.
Okay.
And you heard my flaming hot take yesterday. I said Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
What am I doing? It's incongruent.
You don't even have them as a wild card?
I don't. My wild cards... were the Chargers. I wanted to put the Chargers in.
Yeah.
And I put the Bengals and I put the Dolphins.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins and the Bengals, but I did pick the Bills in my AFC wild cards.
Is anyone on this show checking their season-long picks after week one?
I mean, well, apparently JP is. I mean, he's already sweating it at this point. And it's okay. It's for like $20 or $10.
Not even.
Yes.
Yeah, it's $10.
It's so menial. It literally means nothing.
Well, look, I mean, quarterbacks have to stay healthy. We always say it. If
right.
they stay healthy.
Sure.
Right? And Tua's had issues over the, I mean, not last year, but 2 years ago he did. And
right.
now he's going to have it again, and he's going to be out multiple weeks, if not the rest of the year.
If you're the Dolphins, and...
Look, and now you're looking at Skylar Thompson.
It's cold and calculated, but if Tua goes down, and if he's out for an extended period of time, now the question is, who leads us going forward? Is it... I mean, are you really going to toss the keys to Skylar Thompson?
Well, who else are you going to get?
Do you call Ryan Tannehill? Do you bring in other guys for workouts? Do you swing a trade for somebody? Like, they've got a lot of questions to answer over the next few weeks.
That is true.
Tannehill actually would be a decent play for them.
Like, I mean, they have to explore all options. I can't imagine.
I'm sure that's probably on the table.
I can't imagine starting Skylar Thompson is their best option.
No, but I mean,
he's
the backup, and he knows the system. I mean, Tannehill's never played with any of
these
guys.
Just because he's the backup doesn't mean it's a great option. Ask the Packers, who are trotting out Malik Willis.
Right, but they also know that if the starting quarterback goes down, our season's pretty much cooked.
For the most
Tua
part,
has to stay healthy for us to go to the playoffs.
Correct.
If he doesn't, it doesn't matter if it's Skyler or Tannehill or any of these guys. They ain't going to the playoffs.
I thought the worst part about it wasn't like somebody just took a wicked... you know, cheap headshot on Tua. Like, he kind of led with his head right into DeMar Hamlin. If you watch the play a few times, like,
it was just his arm that hit his head, right?
It looked like his shoulder. Neck and head kind of collided with Hamlin, but it wasn't like somebody was out there headhunting and, you know, knocked Tua out like that. It was just, he was trying to make a play. He was kind of diving and Hamlin got in the way and it just,
I didn't watch it live.
Incident.
I stayed up. But once Tua threw the pick six, made it 31-10.
Mm-hmm.
It was 24-10 at the half.
Right.
It looked like the Bills completely dominated the game and they were going to win the game. So I was ready to go to bed. I moved from the basement up to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I watched a little of the third quarter and then it was 31-10. You had James Cook scoring touchdowns left and right.
He
had three touchdowns. You had him on your fantasy team. You're crushing.
Yeah, you're off to a good start.
So 31-10, I went to bed. And then the two incident happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they can do. I was just looking at their depth chart. They only had Skylar Thompson listed on the depth chart. They weren't carrying three quarterbacks. I'm not sure they have somebody on their practice squad. But at one point, the Cleveland Browns had a bunch of quarterbacks on their roster, and they could... you know, trade one, but they ended up cutting Tyler Huntley, right?
Right.
Who ended up with another team. They've got Jameis, Who's their third string guy? They've got Josh Dobbs, maybe?
No, he's
Dobbs
in San Francisco.
He's on the Niners.
You're talking about Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Cleveland's three. Their three quarterbacks are Deshaun, obviously Winston, and DTR.
Okay, it's DTR.
Yeah, you don't want to trade for him. From what you
look, it doesn't matter who you trade for. Right. You ain't going to the playoffs with a guy who's either sitting at home in his living room or on a practice squad. It's over.
Although, didn't the Browns do it with Flacco last year?
Well, I mean, Flacco wasn't sitting on his ass, was he?
He was, actually.
Oh, he was sitting on his
ass. That was the story.
He was chilling at home.
Well, he's got a lot of experience, and he's playing every year. But the percentages of the Dolphins with a backup quarterback going to the playoffs in that division are 5%.
Yeah,
probably right.
I don't care who you sign.
Would you bet on Tua playing this year or retiring?
I mean, I don't know about retiring, I wouldn't be bullish about betting on him to come back this season.
I think
this is his concussion in the last 2 years.
Yeah, just kind of depends on the discussions with the doctors.
I have a hard time betting on that guy to come back and play. Yep. Maybe he does. Maybe he misses a month and he gets cleared. I don't think it's a great decision to come back and play this year. Maybe take a year off and reassess. But we'll see. I mean, he's a competitor. He's going to want to get back on the field. If he gets cleared to go back on the field, I'm going to guess he returns at some point.
What we know about concussions is once you get one, it's easier to have your next. And he clearly, you know, you're talking about the hit. Mm-hmm. He clearly is getting these concussions frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many games did he miss?
I might bet on retirement, man. I think he's married. He just needs somebody to tell him, you got to shut it down, dude.
Yeah.
You got $93 million coming to you. You live in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Hawaii was just voted as the happiest state in America. Mm-hmm. Move back to Hawaii and put your money in some sort of fund, some sort of safe fund.
Yeah.
That's just going to grow and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Go like and coach at your high school. And you know, get your football addiction that way. And
so 2 years ago, when he had that, you know, severe concussion, and he had the fencing with the hands, I mean, he missed four games.
Right,
he only missed four games, which I'm kind of surprised at. But this might be.
But are you going to do it like
more serious?
Happen again? Like you're going to keep going down this?
It
road?
It might be eight games.
Right. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
I'm going to guess he does play sometime this year, but and it's not going to be anytime soon.
Right.
All right. Got a lot to get into on the show today. We'll hit the skins. There is some news on the Commanders front.
There is.
As they have a prominent player who just had to have surgery and will be out for a while. Bill Roth is going to join us as we talk some Hokies. They take on ODU. He'll jump on at 6:45 this morning. We'll break down the Giants-Commanders game, give you our picks. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for the Fans. Going to join us at 7:20. Plus John Feinstein at 8. And Scott Abraham, who covers the Commanders, ABC Sports. 7 sports director and anchor. He will join us at 9. So we are packed on a football Friday. 800-636-1067 is the number. You want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek window text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back as we open up the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.